Leader, confident of Islam's triumph, defines Days of God. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, in his Friday prayer sermons on 17th of January to a multi-million-strong congregation of worshippers that overflowed into adjoining streets after filling up the sprawling Imam Khomeini Musalla, was confident of the eventual triumph of the spiritual power of Islam over the superficial grandeur of the materialistic and corrupt powers, to the vociferous chants and cheers of Islam's majesty, Allahu Akbar, and death to America. Yesterday we presented you the first part, and today we present you the second part of this four-part series, into which, for the convenience of our leaders, we have divided the memorable sermons of Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, who led the weekly Friday prayer after an eight-year gap, in order to highlight the crucial issues following the massive million-strong funeral ceremonies for martyred top general Qasem Soleimani and Iran's resounding retaliation for the unpardonable US crime of assassinating General Soleimani. The Iranian missile strike devastated the Ain al-Assad airbase in Iraq, events which he called Yawmullah, or the Day of God. Stay with us. Ayatollah Khamenei referred to the terrified Israelites when they sighted Pharaoh's army pursuing them and said to Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, as God quotes them in Ayah 61 of Surah Shu'ara of the Holy Quran. Indeed, we have been caught up. Prophet Moses, however, had full trust in God's promise. And, as the next ayah quotes him, he said, certainly not. Indeed, my Lord is with me, and he will guide me. The leader of the Islamic Revolution told the huge congregation his first sermon of the Friday prayer, so can we not see my Lord is with me in our own affairs? Can the Iranian nation not feel my Lord is with me so tangibly? God has activated his power in our country, in our society, amongst our people. This great martyrdom, and the fact that it was related to followers of the school of the Prophet's Ahlul Bayt or household, peace be upon them, is one of the signs of divine power. It was the ignominy of the US regime, the totally reprehensible US regime, that brought about this scandal. They assassinated someone who was the strongest and most reputable commander in fighting terrorism. Martyr Qasem Soleimani was the strongest commander, in the true sense of the word, in fighting terrorism in our region, and he is well known exactly for that. He once entered the region by helicopter whilst it was besieged by the enemy. It had been completely 360 degrees besieged. There were good youth, young people there, who are alone, without a commander. But as soon as they cast their eyes on Haj Qasem, they were resuscitated, their morale was boosted and lifted, and they became motivated to put an end to the siege and to chase off the enemy. They assassinated such an anti-terrorist commander, the strongest and most recognized in the whole region. They did not face him out in the field. Instead, the US regime assassinated him in a cowardly way. And they themselves acknowledge this. This turned out to be a source of disgrace for the United States. Before that incident, such assassination attempts used to be particular to the Zionist regime of Israel in this region. They indulged in assassinations. They assassinated the leader of the Hamas movement, and they admitted it. They assassinated the leader of the Islamic Jihad movement, and they have admitted that. They said that it was their doing. They would assassinate and they would confess to it. The Israeli regime would assassinate and they would freely admit it. The Americans, of course, had killed many people before that incident. They had killed and assassinated many individuals as they could in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and in many other parts of the world. In the case of our martyr, they admitted to assassinating top General Qasem Soleimani. The US president admitted to it in his own words. The Almighty Allah smacks them on the neck so that they confess. Thus, the Americans admitted that it was their doing. What scandal is graver than this? Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei added, "The powerful response by the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, IRGC, is noteworthy as well. The Day of God, Yom Allah, when our dear and great martyr was laid to rest, is one side of the story, and the powerful response of the IRGC is another side of the story. The latter is noteworthy as well. That was a blow to the United States. It was, of course, a military blow, a very efficient blow. But above that, they received a blow in terms of their reputation. It was a blow to the superpower's prestige, the prestige of the United States. It is many years now that the United States has been receiving blows in Syria, in Iraq, in Lebanon, in Afghanistan and elsewhere. They have been receiving blows from the powerful hand of the resistance for a long time. But this latest blow was the most severe one, because it was a blow to their reputation and to their prestige. This blow cannot be made up by anything. Currently, they have announced intensification of sanctions, but they cannot recover their lost reputation. Our powerful response had such an impact and quality. This is another manifestation of divine assistance, which is a response to sincere diligence." My dear ones, pious brothers and sisters, purity is a blessed act. Whenever purity exists, Allah the Exalted blesses it, and He blesses His pure servants. Then our affairs become blessed. They grow and everyone will benefit from them. The result will prevail amongst the people. This originates from purity. The results of purity are the people's love and loyalty, their tears and sighs, their presence and the revival of the revolutionary spirit amongst the people. However, if we wish to put these events in history, to value and to appreciate them, and if we would like to see how precious they are, this happens only when we refuse to look at Haj Qasem Soleimani and Abu Mahdi al-Muhandes, our dear martyrs, merely as two individuals, but rather we should look at them as a school of thought. We should view them, dear martyr general, as a school of thought, as a guideline, as an instructive lesson. Only then will the significance of this issue become clear. We should not merely look at the Quds Force as a bureaucratic organization. Rather, we should look at it as a humanitarian organization with great and clear motivations. If this happens, then the people's gatherings and commemoration ceremonies become significant. Of course, the intellectual structure of all of our armed forces, including the army, the IRGC, and Basij volunteer forces, is based on divine goals. Today, this is the main issue in our country. The intellectual structure of the whole of our armed forces is lofty and has divine goals. The Quds Force of the IRGC is a force that looks at everyone in every place with broad-mindedness. They are warriors without frontiers. They are borderless warriors. They are warriors who show their presence whenever needed. They preserve the dignity of the underprivileged. They sacrifice themselves for holy beliefs and the holy principles. We should look at the Quds Force of the IRGC in this way. These individuals who rush to the help of other nations and the weak in the region, and who do so with their lives and all of their power, help our own country avoid the spectre of war, the spectre of terrorism and sabotage. lead of the Islamic Revolution added, "An important part of the security of our dear homeland is the result of the work done by the pious young people who worked hard under the command of our beloved dear martyr, General Soleimani. It is they who have brought us security. They have brought security to this country. Yes, it is true that they rushed to the help of Palestine, Gaza, and other regions which need their help, but they also ensure the security of our own country. The enemy, who has been equipped by the United States, has been equipped not for the sake of occupying Iraq and Syria, but for the sake of occupying Iran, because our dear Iran is their ultimate goal. They created Daesh terrorists not merely for dominating Iraq. Their ultimate goal was Iran. This way, they plan to jeopardize our security, our borders, and our cities, and to create an unsafe environment for our families. However, their efforts were aborted thanks to the pious young people who went and made the great endeavor. Those naive individuals who one day shouted, 'Neither Gaza nor Lebanon,' did not sacrifice their lives for Iran, nor were they even prepared to abandon their comfort and interests for the sake of the country. Those who sacrificed their lives for Iran were like martyr Qasem Soleimani. It was they who risked their lives at a time when the country needed to be defended and who rushed to the battlefield in order to defend our country. It is they who are defending the security of Iran and of the Iranian nation. It was because of their sacrifice and purity which has prevailed at all stages. Well, it is with this outlook that we can uncover the truth of the Iranian nation and of their spirituality and nature. It is this way that we can uncover the nature and the truth about those who poured onto the streets and the millions of individuals who marched under the coffins of those dear ones in Tehran, in Qom, in Khuzestan, in Kerman and other cities, and also in those who witnessed the events at a distance and who wept for them. The latter are people who held from a distance a mourning ceremony in various cities. As a matter of fact, millions of our people participated in that great test. The people resemble one another in this sense, no matter which party they support and which group and ethnicity they represent. They are advocates of the revolution and the authority of Islam, of resistance in the face of oppression. They advocate saying no to all the greedy desires of arrogant powers and colonialist regimes. The Iranian nation showed that it is an advocate of resistance and it will not surrender. Ayatollah Khamenei added, "Those who try to portray another image of our great nation to the people, to foreigners and to public opinion inside the country are not adopting a sincere and honest outlook towards the people. The nation is this. The nation is an advocate of steadfastness and of resistance. It is an advocate of resistance in the face of the bullying enemies. The American clowns who say with complete untruthfulness and brazenness that they are on the side of the Iranian nation should see who the people of Iran are. Do those few hundreds who insult the photographs of our dear glorious martyr represent the people of Iran, or those millions of Iranians who showed their presence on the streets?" The spokespersons of the malicious US regime keep repeating that they are on the side of the Iranian people, but they are lying. Even if you were on the side of the Iranian people, that would be for the sake of sticking your poisonous dagger into the chest of the Iranian people. Of course, you have failed to do so until today, and from now on too, you will not be able to do a damn thing. The people of Iran showed who they really are in this matter. They showed what their ideology structure is based on. They displayed their sincere feelings. The vengeance that the people vowed through the country was in fact the real fuel for the missiles that turned the American air bases in Iraq upside down. Well, dear listeners, that was the second part of the leader of the Islamic Revolution's memorable Friday prayer sermon on 17th of January. There are two more parts to this four-part series. Tune in tomorrow for the third. Until then, take care and God bless.